Good morning, London, and welcome to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. I'm your host, Ron Young, flying solo today, but pleased to be joining you wherever you may be tuning in from. We've got the Canadian long weekend, Canada Day long weekend coming up, so I hope everyone has awesome plans in store. Many people ask me what's been happening at MedPoint lately. It seems like we've kind of... Well, quite honestly, we've had a ton of projects on the go, and we actually just finished construction of the new gym at Riverbend. That's the Riverbend gym at 1295 Riverbend Road, and that's Suite 116, formerly the Sifton Center Discovery Zone, and it's actually a beautiful facility in there. What we have and what we've done is we've made it into an open concept gym. So if you want a gym membership, you're in the Riverbend area, you're looking for a place that you can have a key fob entry to, that you can access unlimited classes to, that you can get follow-up additional testing for, you'll want to come and check this out because it's the whole package really under one roof, and it has that that medical touch to it. So I know a lot of people coming in think, oh, you know, what more does this gym have to offer than other gyms that are in the area? Well, we have full diagnostic testing on site. And actually, if you care about your stats, your body composition, your girth measurements, your VO2 max, you're going to want to come in because we have all that testing available, and it's all on site for you to take advantage of monthly. Our class schedule, you can participate in up to 8 classes a day based on availability. And obviously, there's all throughout the week, morning as well as evening classes. So you want to check some of those out and take advantage of those. And then our gym is actually open from, I believe it's 5 a.m. until 11 p.m. So anytime you want to come and get a workout in on your own schedule, you can do so. You can just fob entry into the gym itself and get your sweat on there. We are only taking a limited amount of memberships here, and it's really to kind of create that atmosphere of we want like a nice boutique style of gym. So if you want to get on the wait list or you want to get access, sorry, you're going to want to come down and book a tour, get the orientation done, and have your access available to you so that you can get your workouts in. That goes for $200 a month, but if you mention that you heard me on the radio talking about it, we can cut that down by $25 and give you the introductory rate that we've settled on at $175. Again, that includes a lot. You get a lot of value within that package, so I encourage you to check it out. There's more information available on our website, medpoint.ca, and you can go to the wellness tab. Under there, you'll see Riverbend Gym, and you can click on that there. What else do we have going on at MedPoint? Well, we've seem to have had a lot of memberships sold lately. A lot of people are frustrated with family doctors. They're not able to find a family doctor. Maybe their family doctor doesn't have appointments for them or does thorough diagnostics. We are seeing a healthcare crisis right now, and MedPoint does have a lot of options available for you to take advantage of when it comes to executive medicals. We've got the 3-hour, 4-hour, and 5-hour, and of course, you get continued care through us. Now, we're not meant to replace a family doctor. It's a shared care model here, but if you join our membership program, there are lots of different perks with that. So I encourage you to go on the website, see if membership, healthcare membership may be an option for you, and visit again, medpoint.ca. We've also seen a lot of increase in our regular PT sessions. So just personal training alone, one-on-one. Some people want to make sure they stay healthy and keep the barbecue and beer belly down to a reasonable level. Some people just want to tone up or maybe have some goals. And we've actually seen a lot of people rolling through our gym with the one-on-one personal training options, which is a great thing to do. And sometimes you see it slow down a bit in the summer, but quite honestly, this is the busiest that we've been. So you get a kinesiologist, you get one-on-one sessions with them, very reasonably priced, and you'll want to use us to get to your healthcare goals. What I want to talk about a bit today on the program is this whole vaping idea, and we'll talk about this on the first half of the program, but I found it interesting. There was actually an article that came out, and it's that the U.S. federal health officials ordered a specific manufacturer of electronic cigarette products to halt distribution, halt sales within the U.S., and discontinue serving vaping devices and its tobacco and menthol flavored cartridges. So yeah, it's what we're seeing here, and I know we talked about this on the show probably a few months back when vaping was really starting to get big. But vaping is essentially putting, you know, this nicotine, menthol, kind of like different flavors and stuff like that, but it's entering your lungs at a very extremely microscopic size. And what they've been finding is a lot of this has been damaging to teens, to, you know, young adults who, you know, might still be developing, or maybe they're just trying it out for the first time and they're not sure what to expect. So it's something that it's been experimental, very much so, in the early going. And I find it very interesting that the FDA has now started to pull a lot of these products off the shelves, because it has been problematic in the lungs of young individuals and old alike. So with that said, what do we do to crack down on it? Because a lot of this is still happening within Canada. I know a lot of people, like, vaping is like the new smoking. I almost think nobody smokes anymore. Why would they do that? It's like kind of a gross thing, but it's almost like vaping has come in as this new thing that's you know, quote unquote safe, and people feel that they're not resorting to harmful cigarettes, but rather this e-cigarette option that's apparently lighter on you. But not proven, of course. So a lot of people, when they resort to stuff like this, obviously they're addicted or just wanting something to pass the time. But what it does within the lungs is it really compromises the structures because of the microscopic level of these molecules in the vaping. So how can we restore lung health? How can we get better? Well, at MedPoint, we actually can tell you what your VO2 max is. We can tell you submax or actual maximum value and see how your lungs are performing. We can actually do some lung functionality testing. We can do different things like that, you can kind of see how much of an effect it's maybe had on you. And of course, what that leads into is making sure the lungs are healthy and strong. You want to make sure that you're getting workouts in, cardiovascular exercise in frequently to kind of combat and offset any sort of damage that may be done. And you want to get in for regular fitness training, which we obviously have an offer. So anyways, all that said, the FDA is now cracking down on this. This is one company that's been ordered. How many more are going to follow suit, right? And it's just a matter of time before we realize that, hey, some of these things that are, you know, maybe enjoyable to some are just having such significant healthcare effects that we need to make sure we stay ahead of it and just completely get rid of it if we can, right? So anyways, I got to take a quick commercial break, but when I come back, we're going to be talking more about health and wellness on the second half of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Ron Young. We'll be right back after this message. All right, welcome back to the program. Of course, every Saturday morning we do this show. It's a MedPoint Health Half Hour, and I'm pleased to join you. My name is Ron Young, hosting this show on CFPL Radio. On the first half of the program, I talked a little bit about some of the MedPoint services, what's new, what's happening at MedPoint. And obviously, there has been a lot on the go as we've completed construction of our new gym. We've actually introduced a few different services, a few more doctors to our team. And, you know, we just are continuing to see growth as the healthcare system continues to be strained and people are wanting other options. So that's, you know, amazing. And it's good that we can offer those services, because if they don't get good healthcare, you know, in one place, you know, we want to make sure that people are getting taken care of, and people have different options for what their needs are. We have different programs launching right now. So, You may want our executive health membership program. You may want our senior care membership program. Or you may want what's new at MedPoint here. It's called the Nurse Practitioner Health Promotion Plan. And what that does is it gives you access to quick appointments. It's a small fee. It's kind of just for acute care problems monthly. I think it falls in around $50 per month. But it gives you that option to have a quick connect with a doctor, nurse practitioner, and they can obviously triage what your needs are or advise medications, stuff like that that you might require. So a few different ones going on there. That's actually on our website. If you go to medpoint.ca and you go to the tab, I believe it's called membership, you can see all three of those different options there. Those are exciting programs, and they're programs that have been well received by individuals. Now, the other thing I wanted to chat about on this half of the program is just skin health, I should say. Skin health is very, very important because what we are seeing is, obviously, with skin cancer being the most prevalent type of cancer, a lot of individuals, especially in the hot sun that we're experiencing these days, thank goodness, hashtag 8 months of winter, Canada, can I get an amen? But we're seeing that not a lot of people are caring for their skin properly, not applying the proper amounts of sunscreen, maybe don't have the protection, maybe don't understand the levels of UV and what those mean. So what it comes down to then is people not being well equipped to fight the sun if they're spending a long amounts of time within the sun, and also not having good, advice on how to do that or what products are best. So at MedPoint here, we actually have a full skin therapy division focused on, you know, making sure that your skin stays healthy, beautiful. They have, I'm not the guy to be talking about this really, but there's cleansers, there's emollients, there's clarity, there's, different toners, there's different lotions. But one of the big things that we have, and we always seem to sell a lot of it, is sunscreen. And it's a mineral-based sunscreen. It's all approved by doctors, dermatologists. Our whole line of SkinCeuticals is actually approved by dermatologists and deemed to be the best quality of products to put on your skin. And one of the things that they have in their line is actually a sunscreen. So there's two types of different sunscreens that we have at MedPoint. One has a toner, one does not. But they're all very good and they will help to protect your skin from the sun. So a lot of times you want to make sure that you're reapplying sunscreen every hour, especially if you're if there's water play involved. So if you're swimming out in the lake or something like that, make sure to reapply usually after about an hour and a half. I know sometimes the manufacturers will have on the sunscreen proper guidance on when to reapply, especially whether you're in the water or not. And then, of course, also, if you can seek shade, do so. If you're out in the sun for long periods of time, try your best to cover up or wear light clothing. You can always come down to us. We actually have two skincare experts on staff here, Sarah Deacon as well as Andrea Loins, and they're excellent. They can advise you on which products to use and which will give you the best protection. There's so often that we see many people with spots, with lesions, with stuff that they don't know where it came from or how it grew, or they need it removed like ASAP, and with surgeries and stuff like that piling up. The best action is always going to be prevention and making sure that those skin spots don't happen ahead of time, if you can prevent it at all. So we see a lot of people getting dermatology care, and it starts with one or two spots, and then obviously as your skin takes a beating with wear and tear over the years, over the sunshine and everything like that, it can definitely come back to bite you. So just be mindful of that. Have your skincare routine assessed by our experts, and also pick up some sunscreen while you are here. We have that on the shop, medpoint.ca/shop, if you want to get some mineral-based sunscreen, or you can come on down to MedPoint through the week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can pick up some products there. Yeah, I know, speaking from personal experience, my wife and I actually just got an above-ground pool. And I always found it funny because when you're young, you think, oh, geez, like that person has a pool. They must have a lot of money. Well, no, I actually got an above-ground pool for like $350 from Walmart. But the kids absolutely love it. It's like a 14-foot pool, and it's just has a ladder. They can get access in and out of it, and it's really helping to encourage their swimming skills and develop it. But with that obviously comes more time in the sun. So that's what kind of made me think, you know what, this is an important topic. We need to make sure people are very aware. Sunscreen comes in many different forms. Obviously, I recommend the two mineral ones that we carry at MedPoint. If you have a spray or something like that, always be mindful of how much you're putting on, where you're putting it on. It's easy to miss a spot with the spray. Obviously you don't want to get it in your eyes or mouth. So just always be thinking about some of those things, and you will, be able to have more time out in the sun and, kind of rest assured that you are not damaging your skin further or potentially causing, you know, some sort of skin issues down the road. That's all the time I actually have for the show today. So if anything that you heard struck a chord with you or you want more information on it, you can always email me. It's just ron@medpoint.ca. I'd be happy to field any questions through that avenue. And, you know, if you wanted to book a tour to see some of our facilities, like the new gym I was talking about on the first half of the show, okay, come on down. We can book a tour. Just go to info@medpoint.ca. And you can email that, or you can just learn more about our services simply by visiting our website, medpoint.ca. I hope everybody has a great weekend, and stay safe and stay healthy. You've been listening to the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.